What a day it was. I woke up and went straight to the mirror to look at my face. Thankfully, the swelling had completely subsided. Like most people allergic to cats, cats simply adore me. Trapped in a Volvo station wagon on a 6-hour drive from New York to Maine, this cat, the culprit, her name was Cleo, belonged to my future mother-in-law. Cleo had been sitting on my lap, rubbing against every exposed part of me, cat dander causing my face to just swell and erupt into hives. Luckily, that morning, all I had left were some blemishes. Even though I was nervous, I went back to bed and stayed under the blanket. The bustle downstairs went on for a really long time as I lay in bed, my best friend asleep beside me, another friend who had nowhere else to go crashed out on the floor. The guests were stirring, sipping coffee, eating breakfast, showers were running, but me, I was just willfully slow-moving. There was a knock at the door. "I've got anti-anxiety medication," said my future mother-in-law. I politely declined. Small groups of them left to go to the cove. "We're heading out, okay?" I kept hearing people say from the other side of my door. As the house emptied out, my friends got ready and I got into the shower. Of course, the water was ice cold. The hot water had been used by everyone else but me. Then we were putting on makeup and doing the usual. And at this point, my best friend started to panic. I'm not sure what caused her anxiety. At one point, she said, "I don't think I can go through with this." I grabbed her by the shoulders and I said, "Hey, I think that's my line." We went downstairs to wait for our ride. It took a real long time for my ride to get there, and finally a golf cart drove up and said, "Huh, we almost forgot the bride." My best friend was sweating, and as soon as we got into the golf cart, she said, "Where's the lady with the pills?" She really needed to get a hold of herself, so there I was, the bride, trying to calm the nerves of the maid of honor. I exited my chariot. I slipped on the bridge that goes over the pond. It kind of broke the tension. My friends started laughing and catcalling. I made my final approach to the white gazebo, and time started to slow down. I remember watching a bead of sweat go down my husband's face. I remember my friends crying and being confused as to what was wrong with them. My mother joined me, and my mother, who'd struggled to raise me practically by herself, was in my mind the person giving me away. But my father just jumped in there. I think that had been his plan all along. We had a long, strange, dysfunctional relationship. Time went back to normal, and I was happy at the reception. As I danced with my father, and he admonished me to let the man lead, and I laughed at him, somebody snapped a picture. This picture. My father was killed tragically a few years later, and I think that I'm really happy because he was there. And he insisted, and I have this really traditional image of us from a really non-traditional relationship.